Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared. I am Charlene, your hostess and flock leader of Personal Devotion Assembly Care. Thank you for listening to this religious education radio talk show, where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds captured of entertainers and marketplace venues. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible for our Bible study. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not a preacher with a certificate. Today's Bible study lesson will be from the book of Job, which can be found in the New Testament, beginning with chapter 3, verse 1. Book of Job, chapter 3, verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth, and from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. The New Monday Show calls him Jesus. Other faith believers may refer to him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. The New Monday Show believes in the Holy Trinity of God and the promise of his return. Social calendar events and announcements. Today is Jennifer Hudson and Jason Statham's birthday. We remember Allie Oli Woodson and Barry White. Tomorrow is International Chocolate Day. We remember Nell Carter, and it's Tyler Perry's birthday. Wednesday is Naz and Patrick Garcia's birthday, and it's the birthday of our national anthem, Star Spangled Banner. Thursday is Tom Hardy's birthday, and it's Mid-Autumn Moon Festival in China and National Cheeseburger Day, and it's also Prince Harry's birthday. Friday, we remember John Ingalls and B.B. King. In theaters, Snowden, Blair Witch, Bridget Jones's Baby, and Mr. Church. For birthdays, we have Mexico and Jessica Tilley's birthday. Friday, we remember Hank Williams and Paul Harry Benedict. It's also Citizenship Day, the day of our signed Constitution. And it's B.B. Winans and Dougie Fresh's birthday. Sunday is DeLeon Sheffield and Jada Pinkett Smith and Clinton Smart's birthday. We remember Jack L. radio host Cooper. And I believe it may be TV Special Emmy Awards. Not quite sure about that, though. In our prayers box, we have the 9/11 heroes and victims and their family and friends. We also have our politicians in our prayer box, names in our prayer box, and government staff and officials. Let's also keep Hillary Clinton and our name in our prayers box as well. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. For personal direction or group prayer, please email me at personaldevotion@familybondingportal.com. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. Then I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's sail out slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in the Holy Trinity of God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of my ministry and this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from the purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation. My soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. New listening members, do not read ahead of our scripture lesson episode. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. Again, our Bible read-along will be from the book of Job, beginning with chapter 3, verse 1. And before we begin, I would also like to include, let's pray for any job seekers out there, career-changing job seekers out there, employers who are hiring out there, students who are seeking job opportunities or internships out there. Amen. Okay, faith believers, ready? Let's begin our read-along. After this opened Job his mouth and cursed his day. Pausing for a moment. Now, we just concluded reading chapter 2. And in chapter 2, his best friends had journeyed over to Job's house and stayed with him for 7 days and didn't speak a word. And they just wanted the Holy Trinity of God to have its way. So here we have now, after the friends have come, after they stayed with him for 7 days and seven nights, didn't speak a word to him, just sat with him. You know, that's true friendship, right? So now we have the intro of chapter 3 where he's starting to get a little negative in regards to his situation. So now he's cursing. In verse 3, let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, there is a man-child conceived. Let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. As for that night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined unto the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of the months. Lo, let that night be solitary. Let no joyful voice come therein. Let them curse it that curse the day, who are ready to raise up their mourning. Let the stars of the twilight thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. Neither let it see the dawning of the day. Because it shut not up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hid sorrow from mine eyes. Why died I not from the womb? Why did I not give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? Why did the knees prevent me? Or why the breasts that I should suck? For now should I have lain still and been quiet, I should have slept. Then had I been at rest. With kings and counselors of the earth, which built desolate places for themselves, or with princes that had gold, who filled their houses with silver, or as an hidden untimely birth, I had not been as infants, which never saw light. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary will be at rest. Pausing for a moment, those are lyrics that I remember as a child. And all of the saints, and it continues, and all of the saints of the ages will sit at his feet and be blessed. Continuing with verse 18. There the prisoners rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor. The small and great are there, and the servant is free from his matter. Wherefore is light given to him that is in misery, and life unto the bitter in soul, which long for death, but it cometh not, and dig for it more than for hid treasures, which rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave. Why is light given to a man whose way is hid, and whom God hath hedged in? For my sighing cometh before I eat, and my roarings are poured out like the waters. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Continuing with chapter 4. Then Eliphaz the Temite answered and said, if we essay to commune with thee, thou be grieved. But who can withhold himself from speaking? Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak hands. Thy words have upholden him that was falling, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. But now it is come upon thee, and thou faintest. It toucheth thee, and thou art troubled. I want to pause for a moment. Job began asking why. And when you ask why, it's because you're seeking answers, and you want answers, and you want someone to give you the answers. So, as a why person I am, I often have asked why within my journal memoir, The Script in My Box, A Journey of Forgiveness. As many of you know, I'm a part of the GNT community, and I attended a Title I public school within my native community of Maryland. And I would often ask my teachers and adults and family adult members questions. And I would often say, why is such and such? Well, how do you do such and such? Can you tell me how to do such and such? Why is such and such doing such and such? And back in the day, the adults used to say, why do you ask so many questions? Can you please hush for a moment? Shut your mouth and not say anything. Why do you ask so many questions? Now, the last expression or thought that I just said is normally from people who did not want me to ask any questions at all. Trust me, it was not my teachers who would often make that comment to me or that thought, that personal thought to me. Why are you asking so many questions? Why do you need to know such and such? And as a child, now thinking as an adult about my childish ways, I now know that those were individuals who did not want me to know the answers, who did not want me to pursue questioning certain situations. And it was for their selfish reasonings as to why they didn't want me to ask such questions. And is it fair to a child? Is it fair to a thinking adult to have someone comment, why do you need to know? Why are you asking this question? So in a sense, I guess they were asking why as well, because they wanted to know, why did I want to know? And I only wanted to know to pursue whatever I was trying to do, such as community work or a various project that I was working on in college. But they took it to another level, and it's because they didn't want me to understand certain objectives, certain situational activities within my community. So today, when I ask why, I continue my conversation or my thought. And if they don't want to give a reason, that's one thing. But to say, you can't ask that question, you can't express wanting to know, I don't take that into consideration anymore. So continuing with, let's see, chapter 4, let's begin again with verse 2 of chapter 4. If we say to commune with thee, wilt thou be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak hands. Thy words have upholden that was falling, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. But now it came upon thee, and thou faintest. It toucheth thee, and thou art troubled. Pausing for a moment. So here we have a community leader, perhaps, who is always giving advice and always helping another. And apparently he was a giver. And in order to be a giver, what do I always say? You have to be given in order to give. So he always gave out perhaps advice, knowledge. And now the community or friends are saying, wow, now you're asking for advice. You're always the one who's giving advice. We don't know. We're going to have to, you know, say, well, God, please help him, because he's always giving us advice. So continuing with verse 6, is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of thy ways. Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished being innocent, or where were the righteous cut off? Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. And you will often hear me say, pausing for a moment, you reap what you sow. And so here they're saying, you know, you pray, you talk to God, and sometimes we realize that the innocent perish, and sometimes we realize that the righteousness are cut off. But, you know, normally this happens to the wicked. These are the ones who reap what they sow. Continuing with verse 9. By the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of his nostrils are they consumed. The roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion and the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perisheth for lack of prey, and the stout lion's whelps are scattered abroad. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and mine ear received a little thereof, in thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men. Fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes. There was silence. And I heard a voice saying, shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth. They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever without any regarding it. Doth not their excellency, which is in them, go away? They die even without wisdom. Continuing with chapter 5, verse 1. Call now, if there be any that will answer thee, and to which of the saints will thou turn? For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh it even out of the thorns, and the robber swalloweth up their substance. Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground, yet man is born unto trouble, as the sparks fly upward. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things unsearchable, marvelous things without number, who giveth rain upon the earth, and sendeth waters upon the fields, to set up on high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Pausing for a moment, did we just read that verse? Yes. God gives our purposes. God gives us our skills and talents. And he can cause you not to be able to use your skills, to use your talents, to use your craft. It is he that gives us our wisdom, our knowledge, our talents, our skills to do our purposes in our entrepreneurial enterprises. Verse 13, he taketh away the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope in the noonday as in the night. Pausing for a moment. So they say, they aspire to become entrepreneurs. They are lazy in the noonday as though it was evening. Verse 15, but he saveth the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and in iniquity stopped her mouth. Pausing for a moment. So we see where if you're low, or what some people call poor, but in the biblical text, poor means lack of, not having of. So you are not only poor within, let's say, finances, but also poor in faith, also pure or poor in hope, or poor in family bonding, initiatives or activities, or poor in having a godly household, poor in having a godly place of worship. It doesn't always necessarily mean poor monetarily. Okay, so continuing with verse 17, behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore, despise not thou the testing of the Almighty. For he maketh sore and bindeth up. He woundeth and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in six troubles, biblical meaning, men, yea, in seven there shall be no evil touch thee. Verse 20, in famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thus ends the reading of God's words. We'll continue with chapter 5, beginning with verse 21 next time. This has been your hostess. I thank you for participating at the new Monday show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at ShirleenStevens.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements and personal devotion themes. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. This broadcast provided by God in Christ Purpose Assembly. Now amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for the time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me and see me do, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.